Change happens all around us, in our personal lives, our health, our relationships, our families, our businesses. Sometimes we hope and pray for change, and we're so grateful, happy, or relieved when it comes, but most times it comes unexpectedly, when we don't want things to change, when everything seems to be okay, right? It can be as small and subtle as a new pain we feel when walking up a flight of stairs, or it can be as devastating as being diagnosed with cancer, or a major weather event that wipes out your home and all your personal belongings. Now here's the part most people struggle with, and depending on what's going on with you in your life, it may be hard to hear.
Welcome to the Mind Wrench Podcast with your host, Rick Sellover, where minor adjustments produce major improvements in mindset, personal growth, and success. This is the place to be every Monday, where we make small improvements and take positive actions in our business and personal lives that will make a major impact in our success, next level growth, and quality of life.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mind Wrench Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Sellover. Thanks so much for stopping in. If you're a returning listener and haven't done so already, please take a minute and click the follow or subscribe button and then rate and review the show. When you rate and review the show, the algorithms for Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and all the other platforms will see that it's valuable and show it to more people that have never seen it before. And hopefully it can help them too. I would really, really, really appreciate your help sharing this word with your friends and family as well. And if you're a brand new listener, welcome. I hope you find something of value here that helps you in your personal or professional life as well. Please make sure to click the subscribe or follow button so you never miss another episode. If there was ever one constant in life, one thing we can always rely on, something that'll occur regardless of what we do, as sure as spring turns into summer and summer fades into fall, is change. Change is constant. Change is unpredictable. Change spares no one in its path, nor does it target any one individual, business, or entity. Change has no friends or enemies, has no feelings or emotions, victories or defeats. It is 100% non-selective and all-inclusive. We all experience change at different times in our lives, and although some more than others, or may seem to us, but maybe is that even really true? Change happens all around us, in our personal lives, our health, our relationships, our families, our businesses. Sometimes we hope and pray for change, and we're so grateful, happy, or relieved when it comes, but most times it comes unexpectedly, when we don't want things to change, when everything seems to be okay, right? It can be as small and subtle as a new pain we feel when walking up a flight of stairs, or a small lump we notice on our body, some new reduced hours or regulations at work, or a couple days of cold, rainy weather when the news predicted sunshine. Or it can be as devastating as being diagnosed with cancer, losing a good job to feed your family, losing a loved one, or a major weather event that wipes out your home and all your personal belongings. Now here's the part most people struggle with, and depending on what's going on with you in your life, it may be hard to hear, but change is neither good nor bad. That's right, change is neither good nor bad. It's just part of everyday life. Things just change. That's it. It's always been like that way since the dawn of time, and it'll continue to be that way long after we're gone. The only thing that makes change good or bad for us personally is our perspective, our mindsets, and what the change means to us as individuals. For example, let's take a look back a few years to the onset of COVID-19. That's one event we'll never forget, right? On the surface, it was bad change on so many levels. The world went into lockdown, businesses closed, many of them forever. People were dying by the thousands on a daily basis. Almost everyone was negatively affected, stuck in their homes, unable to attend any public places or events, including funerals for their loved ones. Just massive mental upset and historic levels of depression. Not one damn good thing about that change, right? Wait, are we sure about that? Although it was initially quite ugly for the restaurant business during initial lockdowns, but those that adapted quickly opened up some drive-through lanes, touchless pickup options. All of a sudden they realized higher profit margins using less staff and shorter hours, right? That was actually good change for them over time. And what about all the safety equipment suppliers that were selling literally tons of gloves, respirators, masks, and sanitizing products at highly increased prices, by the way? That change wasn't bad for them, was it? And speaking of medical supplies, what about the drug companies that developed and sold vaccines to the tune of tens of billions of dollars? I would say they considered that change very beneficial for them, huh? Then there were the millions of furloughed or displaced workers that took the opportunity of being stuck at home with lots of time on their hands to find a way to do something that was more fulfilling than sit in a cube farm working for somebody else. And they went out and created their own online businesses. This was absolutely life-altering change for them. Very good change indeed. See where I'm going with this? I know for many of you it's a hard pill to swallow. I get it. Most of us did not reap a benefit from those years. For the most part, I didn't either. In fact, as an essential supplier, I had to work my ass off doing the work of five people for months on end at a reduced level of pay to boot. But being the positive thinker I am, when I look back at that time period, that's when I did spend my time in the evenings and weekends working on myself. And that's when I created this podcast, which has been an extremely good change for me personally. It's all in the perspective, my friends. It's all in the perspective. One of my favorite quotes from Tony Robbins is, "Life happens for us and not to us." In this week's episode, we dive deep into the topic of managing change in our lives, our friends, and our businesses. Change is inevitable, and how we approach it can greatly impact the outcomes we experience. Each of us has the unique ability to halt the gut reaction to any change, pause for a moment, and really look at it from a few different angles before deciding if any benefits can be had. By harnessing the power of perspective and positive thinking, we can navigate through the change more effectively and create better outcomes for ourselves and those around us. So I want to share five key strategies for managing change and highlight how each one can contribute to our overall resilience and success. If you're looking for a competitive edge for your business or a more effective jumpstart to your personal development in 2024, I'll make your first step super simple. It is a fact that an incredible number of the most successful business owners, nearly half of the Fortune 500 companies, top-earning professional athletes, entertainers, and industry leaders like Microsoft's Bill Gates, former President Bill Clinton, Richard Branson, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, and Salesforce's Mark Benioff all have one thing in common. They all have at least one coach, and some have several, that they work with on a consistent basis. Someone that helps guide, mentor, and support them, challenge them, help them set and achieve goals that move them forward, and then hold them accountable to follow through, driving personal and professional growth. Working with a coach has many substantial benefits. Just for an example, 80% of coaching clients report improved self-esteem or self-confidence thanks to coaching. 99% of individuals and companies that hire a coach report being very satisfied, and 96% would do it again. If deep down, you know it's time to make those improvements in your business, your personal life that you've kicked down the road year after year, if you're tired of knowing there's a better version of you waiting to shine, but unsure of how to bring that version to light, if you're tired of wanting to enjoy a more successful business, but not sure how to start, and if you don't want to go another 12 months without better results, but you don't want to go it alone, then take the first step. It's super simple. Sometimes talking to the right person can make all the difference. Go to www.rickselover.com/contact, and I'll set you up with a free consultation call with me to see if one-on-one coaching is right for you. Number one, embrace a growth mindset. Adopting a growth mindset allows us to view change as an opportunity for learning and personal development rather than a threat. Sometimes there's lessons we need to learn before we can grow beyond where we are now. By reframing challenges as opportunities for growth, we can approach change with a sense of curiosity and openness, enabling us to adapt more readily to new circumstances. Having a fixed or negative mindset will not allow us this opportunity. But remember, we're not stuck with the mindsets we may currently have. Just like our lives, they can experience change as well. And that is change you have absolute control of. If you want more information on mindsets and how to change them, check out episode 114. Number two, cultivate resistance. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity and thrive in the face of change. By cultivating resilience through practices such as mindfulness, self-care, and seeking support from others, we can build our capacity to weather life's inevitable ups and downs with grace and strength. I believe living through the pandemic taught many of us resilience. I know personally, with losing both my sisters and having my youngest daughter being basically abducted and missing for 5 months amidst the worst part of COVID, I had to learn a lot about resiliency. It's one of those little life lessons I really didn't want, but I needed to learn. If you want more information on improving your resilience, check out episode 54. Number 3, focus on what you can control. In times of change, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by factors beyond our control. However, by focusing on what we can control, such as our attitudes, actions, and responses, we can maintain a sense of agency and empowerment. By directing our energy towards the things that we can influence, we can make meaningful progress towards our goals despite external challenges. Sometimes we lose sight of this fact, and many of us don't even truly realize it, but we do maintain 100% control of our responses to change, and exercising that control is what empowers us to make the best of any situation. Number 4, practice adaptability. Adaptability is the ability to adjust and thrive in changing circumstances. By remaining flexible and open-minded, we can more easily adapt to new situations and seize opportunities that arise. By embracing change as a natural part of life, we can cultivate a sense of resilience and agility that serves us well in both personal and professional contexts. As we learn this skill and grow our flexibility, we will experience shorter frame times when adapting to change and spend less time in disappointment, bitterness, and resistance to change. Number 5, cultivate a positive mindset. Now, this is probably my most favorite subject. Our mindset shapes our reality, and by cultivating a positive outlook, we can navigate change with more optimism and greater confidence. By focusing on the opportunities and possibilities that change brings, rather than dwelling on the obstacles, setbacks, or the simple fact that we don't like the change, we can harness the power of positive thinking to create better outcomes for ourselves and those around us. You see, our 2-million-year-old brains were designed to protect us. They were always searching for what could potentially hurt or kill us, which worked great when dangerous beasts roamed the same territories as we did. It helped back then, but now we don't have those concerns. But our brains are still wired to go to the negative when something changes. Working on cultivating a more positive mindset is really not that difficult, and it can serve us in much more effectively when faced with change. Listen, let's be real about this. Change has been a constant in our lives and will always continue to be. When faced with change, we really only have two choices. Resist and suffer, or accept and adapt. That's it. I've experienced much change in both my personal and professional lives. Most of it unwanted, unexpected, uncomfortable, and very challenging. But looking back from a positive mindset, all the difficult change I've made it through has shaped and strengthened me along the way. It taught me lessons I didn't realize I needed to learn. It made me the person I'm proud to be today. I think that's what it's supposed to happen. I don't know exactly what and when the next change that will drop in on me, but I do know this. I will find a way to make it work for me. As you follow the 5 key strategies I've explained here today, I'm sure you'll be able to do the same. Remember, life happens for us, not to us. Well, that's all I had for you today. Thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate your support, and I hope you have a great week. I can always be reached at www.ricksilover.com, where you can find all my social media links, podcast episodes, blog posts, and much more.